20. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Starting things out here, it is the show about your calls. If you make them, we go to them. Otherwise, we bring up things that are interesting to us. And, Mark, you've got a pretty outrageous one, considering we were talking about CPS just this week.
Yeah, I'm so fond of CPS.
And Child Protective Services, by the way.
You know, they snatch away kids from homes that... that seem to love them.
They kidnap kids.
They do. And
yeah, but it's legal. I was looking at some of the laws today up here in New Hampshire, and it's considered lawful. They actually have the statutes about kidnapping. They specifically exempt the CPS people and the cops.
Yep, they do. Is it then lawful to shoot anybody who's trying to take your kids?
If done by the police, if a cop shoot people, it's usually okay, but
yeah, not normal people.
Not you,
I don't know. It's crazy to me the stories that I see in the news, and I admit that I understand that the news reports on zebras and not horses, and so therefore you've got to assume that CPS is doing its job at least some of the time and removing some kids from some bad homes. Now, where do they put them?
Well, into foster homes.
Foster homes and orphanages.
Yeah.
Neither one of which are very great places. To me, you need to be taking a kid for a very, very good reason if you're going to put them into... And by the way, foster homes, I know there's many, and likely the vast majority of foster parents are good folks. Except the problem is that they earn money for doing it. Now, maybe they wouldn't get as many good people to do it if they didn't give them money, but the problem is that they then incentivize people to take foster kids that wouldn't otherwise take them, so therefore wouldn't be that great at having them. It's a whole big messed up system.
Sure is. What are they doing now?
New Jersey kids with Nazi-inspired names removed from home. Do you remember the kid Adolf Hitler Campbell that got the birthday cake that they wouldn't give him birthday cake because they didn't want to write Adolf Hitler on the birthday cake at the local grocery store? You don't know this story?
No, don't recall. I might have heard it.
Within the last month or two, there was a story out where Adolf Hitler Campbell had his third birthday or something like that, and his mama tried to get him a birthday cake. His happy birthday, Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
And the bakery would then not make him a cake.
Now, which is their prerogative.
I concur with you, and I have no problem with that. I give them, that to me, that's the latitude that they should have. However, it made national news, and, people sort of raised a fuss about the whole thing. I think it's just interesting, and I support the bakery's right not to give, make the cake.
Absolutely. It's your business. You should be able to choose what you want.
Yeah, I don't know what Jewish cakes are called, but can you imagine going in and ordering one that said Happy Birthday Adolf on it? It's awful.
That's tacky.
Adolf Hitler especially. It's not like it was just Adolf.
Right.
Which, by the way, is a name that was completely ruined in the English language. You can find some Adolfos out there, but you're never going to find an Adolf. Adolf. They're gone.
Yeah, okay. Who names their kid Adolf?
It's got to be kind of tough. There were people that were named Adolf prior to 1941 or, when Adolf Hitler took power. And
they probably changed their names.
Yeah, I bet they did. Yeah, likely. Anyway, Holland Township, New Jersey. Three New Jersey siblings whose names have Nazi connotations have been placed in state custody, police said. The children, ranging in age from 3 to under 1, these are, high maintenance ages, okay? Times that it's good to have their mom taking care of them, were removed from their home Friday. They drew attention last month when a supermarket bakery refused to put the name of the oldest Adolf Hitler Campbell on a birthday cake.
Mm.
State workers didn't tell police why the children were taken, according to the police sergeant John Harris.
Obviously, the police don't need to know. They just went and did it, right?
I guess
it's not the CPS bureaucrats that actually do the kidnapping. They usually come along with a statey or something like that.
Because people are liable to freak out, and you need an armed man in order to steal their kids from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the spokeswoman for the State Division of Youth and Family Services, so this is the DYFS.
I don't ask questions, I just lock the boxcar. I don't ask questions, I just press the button.
Yep, that's how it is.
Yep.
I didn't gas those Jews, I just put them on the train and sent them to Dachau. I didn't do it. Yes, you did. You're responsible. A spokeswoman for the State Division of Youth and Family Services, Kate Burnick said that she would not comment on the specifics of this case. Kate, you suck.
She's not even talking to the media about this.
Yes, she is.
Oh.
She said she's commenting. You know, I'm not going to comment on the specifics of the case, but that the state will not remove children from a home simply because of their names.
So she's claiming that there's something more to this.
Right. Isn't it suspicious, though, that Adolf Hitler gets some news and then they go sniffing around and find something?
Yeah, sure is.
I would venture to say that Kate could find something wrong with anyone's home.
Well, I mean, has anybody ever read these laws?
No, I have no idea. But I can, I know that...
I can tell you, I tried reading some laws today. Sam had been working on some paperwork to send back to these bureaucrats that are threatening me here in Keene. And I was looking over some of the laws that he'd plucked out of the New Hampshire statutes.
Yeah.
And, man, my eyes just start glazing over. I mean, I had to read
it's
one
awful.
Paragraph... five or six times before I could start to really even process what
words,
it meant.
The words don't even make sense the way they put them together. They're
very confusing.
Double negatives and all kinds of stuff in
and
there.
And they may not even need
they're not
what,
even intended to make sense to the average person because they don't want you to know what they mean.
Well, that's right. It's called legalese, and when you're looking at this, even if you think you understand it, you may not, in point of fact, understand
because
the definition can be different of each word.
Right. A person could include a corporation. Who thinks of a person being a corporation?
I don't.
It's silly. You know, and I was thinking sort of today, one of these things that likely a family, I don't know how CPS looks at these things, but there's sort of a norm that's changed in the world. When I was in high school, a good friend of mine and his little brother shared the same room. They had two twin beds. They were separated by some kind of dresser in between, and they basically warred with each other on a regular basis in this room.
As brothers do.
Yeah. It's rare for it, you know, it's just not something you think of these days for kids to have to room together. And I know that some government agencies and adoption places require you to have a room for every kid you adopt.
Hmm.
So they intend to limit the amount of kids that people can have in this way. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have kids in the same room, and I'd be interested in people calling in and talking about this and how it's any experience they have on it.
You're just speculating on what one rule might possibly be that they could get parents in trouble on.
Yeah,
right?
And I'm
hold on a second, hold on. Julia joining us a few minutes late. Hello there.
Hi. There are some states that have laws against girls and boys sharing rooms after the age of 10 or something like that.
I can see that. Is that normal that boys and girls share rooms before that?
I shared a room with my brother till I was maybe 12.
Okay.
And then...
how old was he? He was like 10 or something, right?
Yeah. And, I didn't really understand why. I liked sharing a room with my brother. We were pals. We had fun together. We would stay up late, you know, and do things we weren't supposed to do. That sounds gross. Not gross.
Reading comic books under the covers with
flashlights
and stuff.
Making forts, whatever.
Yes. Gotcha.
And when we did have to separate rooms, I remember that we had to, it was hard to do. Like, we had to make a room in the house that wasn't a bedroom into a bedroom.
So you constructed a room, or you just sort of changed the sewing room over?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be a laundry utility room, and it had to become a bedroom so that we could...
Did it have a closet?
No closet.
Okay.
And then eventually, my parents bought a bigger house, and we had our own rooms. But it was kind of a pain in the butt. I mean, my brother had a water heater in his room.
Is the suggestion there that that seeing your brother's private parts after a certain age is somehow abuse to the other? I mean, if you've grown up with your sister and you've been seeing them semi-naked/naked your whole life, why does it matter all of a sudden after
my brother
age 10?
And I didn't hang out naked either.
Yeah,
so,
why would you?
I mean maybe when we were five,
but if you walk in after the bath or something like that.
Yes, it's sexual in nature.
Nudity is not sexual.
Understood.
Especially to a 10-year-old.
The rules themselves are sexual, you know, they're based there because they don't want some kind of sexual something or other going on.
Because the bureaucrats who created the rules believe there's something sexual about that. They believe there's something inappropriate about that. And that's what this is all about. The CPS code is about having these bureaucrats impose their view of what is right as far as how you must raise children upon you. And if you don't play by their rules, they snatch your kids from you.
Many foreign countries, families live in foreign countries, families that live in the same room, you know, they see the... What about nudists? Nudists are allowed to be naked in their house.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've got thoughts on this, bring up whatever you want as well. Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
What does the future hold for John Grisham? Well, The Associate, his 22nd book, has just published, and we know he's already at work on book 23. We know this because, as a self-described creature of habit, every year he retreats to his office with his aging word processor for some 6 months, fall through winter, and writes 6 hours a day until the next book is done. He serves as the local Little League commissioner and plans to continue in that role as well as coaching. And, as Grisham says, 10 years from now I plan to be sitting here looking out over my land. I hope I'll be writing books, but if not, I'll be on my pond fishing with my kids. I feel like the luckiest guy I know.
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGear was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember, Life Change Tea. Less is more.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, and those features include the wiki. With over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you, you can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. Edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. This program also brought to you by the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Coming up first weekend in March, we are going to be broadcasting live at the Liberty Forum. It's happening at the Nashua, New Hampshire Crown Plaza Hotel, same place as last year, which means we'll be back in our palatial studios that they graciously allowed us to use last year, which was a lot of fun. And so the people will be able to come in and sit around at a big table and hang out in the Free Talk Live studio, whereas if you were to attempt to hang out in our current studio, it wouldn't work out so well.
The carpet's so thick in there, I almost blew out a tendon just walking in.
It's a nice place. But that's not the main reason you want to come to the Liberty Forum. That's a sideshow at best. The main reasons are several. You want to come to network with hundreds of other liberty-minded people, people that get freedom, people, many of whom have picked up their lives and moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a movement that is encouraging as many liberty-loving activists as possible to converge on the same geographic plot of land. New Hampshire have to be chosen. We're here for the Free State Project. Hundreds of others are here. Many hundreds more are considering moving. And so it's a great opportunity to come up and see New Hampshire right in the middle of wintertime, snow on the ground and all that. And so experience New Hampshire, tour around, and better yet, meet some of these great activists, because they really are some of the best people I've ever met. Plus, you'll be able to meet some liberty-oriented luminaries like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him from the WWE. He plays Kane there. Dr. Mary Ruart from the book Healing Our World, John Taylor Gatto, David Nolan, the founder of the Libertarian Party, keynote speaker Richard Heller from the Heller versus D.C. gun case in 2008. Big names, and that's just the beginning of the list. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get the full list and get signed up. You can also save 10% if you use the Free Talk Live discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL, and we will see you there.
Now, you say that Kane plays... Glenn Jacobs plays Kane on at the WWE, but I prefer to think of it as Glenn Jacobs is his...
An alter ego?
Yeah, it's just his... It's a name that he uses in order to cover for when, you know, he lives his real life. But, you know, he's out there wrestling these bad guys, right?
I don't know about that. I mean, Kane, I think, was at one point a bad guy. I don't know if he's been written as a good guy. I don't follow the plot lines over at WWE.
Everyone changes. What are you talking about, plot lines?
Oh, you're feigning as though you believe that wrestling is real.
Wrestling is real, my friend.
Well, I mean, it's real in
wrestling.
It's real that in that they're throwing people around and stuff.
Right. It is.
You really
and truly a very athletic
event.
Yeah.
You really do need to be ripped in order to do that. So you're really holding some guy above your head and throwing him to the ground. Now, he knows how to, you know, land and roll to where he doesn't hurt himself too bad. But
unless they do them wrong, sometimes they like do their little tricks, like, you know, taking an arm away or something like that. And that's how somebody got hurt one time.
You're going to get hurt.
I mean, or something,
with any sport, and I think wrestling counts as a sport, but with any sport like that requires physical action, there's a good chance that the more you do it, you're going to get some injuries. So come on out to the Liberty Forum. We look forward to seeing you then. 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got comments on this CPS story, the latest in a long line of abuse, the latest in just a never-ending stream of stories about people having their children stolen from them. Now, we could speculate on the reason for this. Now, just to bring you back up to speed, CPS in New Jersey has stolen three children from a family who named their kids after, and we didn't get the list of names, but one of them was named Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
And the other two
inspired. I believe they do give the names here.
Goebbels? Was Goebbels one?
Goebbels was not. There's these names are long, okay? Jocelyn Aryan Nation Campbell.
Oh, gosh.
Hanslin Linder Jeannie Campbell. Himmler. I'm not sure who Himmler is.
Himmler, I believe.
Himmler, but it says Himmler.
Oh, Himmler.
I don't know. I don't know either.
So they've stolen their children from them, and you'd think that this is an easy open and shut case. I mean, clearly these people are sickos, they're weirdos, they're Nazis. Nazis should have their children stolen from them. I mean, I can imagine there's somebody out there listening that would say that to themselves, that they should have their children stolen from them because they're raising them with bigoted belief systems. And there's been this bigot guy that's been calling all week long on this show. In fact, he was on hold and he dropped off the line. But he's been calling all week long, so we've been talking about bigotry quite a bit this week. And I find it despicable. I find people like that to be absolutely awful. And I can understand why people would get upset, but at the same time, I also respect people's ability to live their lives how they want to. And if what they want to do is live their lives as hate-filled bigots, then they should be free to do so. They should be free to raise their kids and indoctrinate them with whatever garbage they want to. It may bug me personally, but I understand that if I want to be able to teach my kids the things that I find appropriate and the things that I find interesting, then I should be able to do that without having some gang of bureaucrats come and destroy my life. Take my children from me. I mean, Mark, ever since you've had your baby Jack, who's now 10 months old, I think.
Thereabouts, yeah. He'll be 10 months and 10 days.
Ever since you've had Jack, your life's priorities have completely shifted.
Yes.
And you've made statements on this show to the effect of, Jack is what your life is all about now. That's, you know, what the primary focus of your life is outside of, you know, obviously you right. do the show still, but... You're not spending 100% of your time with Jack, but he is more important than even your wife might be. I mean, if I could go out on a limb.
I would hate to say something like that about my wife, but I can say that Jack is extraordinarily high on my priority
list. He's
right
up there.
And I think my wife likes that idea. So
yeah.
That's fine.
So it would be absolutely terrible if the New Hampshire state government were to come in tonight to your house, especially while you're not there, and say, of course, they didn't give them a reason when they stole their children. Even if they gave you a reason, you've been engaging in anti-government behavior. Snatch. And they take your kid, and you never get to see them again until you can go into the courts, hire a lawyer, pay $50,000 or however much it's going to cost you to fight this thing in their system with their rules, which favor them.
Right.
The whole deck is stacked from the get-go.
It absolutely is. I mean, you would think that they're at the very, very, very least, and I'm not saying that this is a solution to the problem because it's still a big problem in and of itself, but unless the child is in immediate danger of harm, a great deal of bodily harm, imminent bodily harm or death, they shouldn't be able to snatch the kid. I suppose they could have a hearing of some sort, and then a judge could decide, but just to have some bureaucrat who's not going to face any kind of recompense for snatching the kid, not that the judge isn't a bureaucrat, not that they're going to face any recompense, but you would think that they would put that step in there. The fact that they named these kids, and of course they claim that the reason they snatched the kids wasn't because of their names, but the pictures of these children that I've seen, and I've seen a multitude of at least pictures of Adolf, he's a cute little boy with, sort of long blonde hair, and it's hard to believe that mommy there would name him Adolf Hitler Campbell, but
she's obviously disturbed.
Clearly. But aren't we all? I mean,
we all
look up to people. What's the difference between looking up to Adolf and looking up to Eisenhower? I suppose people can make claims like this. There is a difference in my mind, but somebody else can make a claim to the contrary.
The toll-free number here for you to bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A two-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features there include the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. It's free, too. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231. Coming up, more high schoolers arrested on child porn charges. First, we go to your phone calls. Eric in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Eric, what's on your mind tonight?
Just a couple of quick things. Back in, I guess it was the middle of December, you guys were talking about the guy in the UK that wants to censor or rate the internet. And then it devolved into the larger topic of censoring on the internet. One thing that nobody's pointing out is you actually have three issues kind of coming to a head here.
Okay.
You've got this faction that wants to censor the internet. You've got the other faction that wants net neutrality, you know, the idea that all traffic can flow freely. And those two will go head-to-head because you can't censor the internet and at the same time say all traffic should flow freely.
That's true. And those are two groups that are calling for governmental interference, one group calling to clamp down for the government to clamp down on content, the other group calling for the government to prevent internet providers from bandwidth throttling or restricting certain things in their own systems.
Correct. And the solution is actually the third problem, and that is the problem that, at least here in the United States, for the most part, you've got the local monopoly problem. That is, you've got one choice for either a cable modem and one choice for a DSL, mm-hmm. and they both suck because they both have a monopoly.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's not true. The cable modem has a monopoly over cable, and the
right.
DSL has a monopoly over phone service, but they both don't have an internet monopoly because they're competing with one another. So not quite accurate.
It's not like the same problem you would have in, say, choosing a power company where you have absolutely no choice.
It's a restricted marketplace for sure. There's no doubt about that. And so the competition is limited as a result of that. But even with the limited competition in that market, you can still see things improving. I mean, up here, Time Warner provides the cable service, and they recently upped their downstream limits to 15 megabits from, I think, 8 or 9. So they're still competing.
They're competing in the area of with DSL and other and satellite. And so there's other forms of high-speed internet. So they're
popping up. Yeah, there's the cell phone internet service as well, which is an option. So it's not true that it's a monopoly, but go ahead with your thoughts.
It's getting better, that's true. But the one thing that can't happen, whether you have net neutrality or just the current restricted marketplace, is you cannot have, say, a child-friendly or a family-friendly ISP service pop up. It just can't happen in the current setup, or if net neutrality people get their way.
Well, they do have those on. Well, hold on a second, Eric. It's my understanding that they do have child-friendly ISPs, but they're dial-up ones. So you mean you couldn't have a broadband child-friendly ISP?
Exactly. And that's where you've got that, you know, that three-pronged problem that's going to come to a head as these guys waste more and more of our money trying to figure out a solution when the best solution is, you know, just get rid of the local monopolies.
That's a brilliant point. So pointing out that to solve these communications problems, let the market decide, allow people to compete in these various different areas of cable and whatever other services are out there. Let more competitors in, so one of those competitors can be that restrictable adults only or children only kind of internet service. You're saying all of that would solve the problems of what are being presented. I think you're pretty spot on with that analysis.
Now, I did have one other thing that I wanted to bring up for you. I was watching the news last night here in Austin, and they did a news piece on a gentleman up in Dallas, and it's almost copy for copy the exact same situation that happened to Corey May. Who you probably remember from, I believe it was Mississippi or Alabama.
Yeah, the cops broke into Mr. May's home in the middle of the night. They were at the wrong apartment. I believe they meant to get the other one on the property, and May had a gun, and he figured he was being attacked by a neighborhood gang or something like that. He fired at one of the cops. The cop took it in the gut and died, and then they brought May up on I think it was homicide charges.
Yep. And this guy in Dallas, it's almost the exact same situation. The only difference is Corey May had his child with him. This gentleman didn't have a child with him. But he was in a horrible neighborhood of Dallas, so he had a gun for protection. Police were serving a warrant in the middle of the night, and they just pounded on the door and then busted the door down when he asked, you know, when they pounded, he asked, who is it? They didn't answer. They just burst in the door, hit him in the head. The guy already had the gun in his hand because, you know, bad neighborhood. He's trying to protect himself, and blasted the cop in the face. And
you know, I'd like to make a point here for people listening right now that kind of are, you know, looking at the cop side of this too, is there's an additional thing is criminals, and they would practice this in prison. I spent 9 years in prison. They would practice this. They would often use the police as a cover. So they would pound on the door and say, "It's the police," you know, so they would play with each other in this respect. And I suspect strongly that they, when doing home invasions and the like, would do the same thing because it throws people off. They know not to shoot a cop. So then what that does is that then makes people think, well, it could very well not be the police. I better be careful. So even if the police did identify themselves, it's not a guarantee that it actually is the police.
Yeah. And I was floored by the way they did the report. The entire report was showing just how bad this situation was. And the only pro-state thing in the entire report was at the very end they mentioned when contacting the Dallas Sheriff's Department they mentioned that they did identify themselves.
So the sheriff is claiming they claimed they were the police during the incident?
Yeah.
What else would they claim?
Right. But that doesn't make me feel good. I'm sorry. If it's 3 in the morning and somebody's pounding on my front door yelling about how they're the police, I don't know if I believe them. I'm not going to take their word for it. Especially if I live in a bad part of town.
What are they doing serving a warrant at, any time after dark?
It sounds darn close to a SWAT raid to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a regular old warrant at that point. I mean, they said open up. He asked who it was. Maybe they said police. Maybe they didn't. Then they kick in the door. If they they didn't have to do all that.
Just another.
And it's likely it was all drug related. And if it wasn't for the drug war, that cop would be alive and that guy wouldn't be in jail.
Did you already cover that point, Eric? Was it a drug related raid?
They didn't mention that in the report at all. And just to clarify, Ian, the only thing I was saying made me feel good was the pretty much anti-state view of the report. It's very, especially here in Texas, it's very unusual to see them take that track.
Somewhat refreshing, I suppose, but it doesn't do much to get this man his freedom back. I presume he's been charged with murder?
Yeah. They're going after him full bore, and here in the state of Texas, you touch a cop and you're going to jail, which that happened to my brother.
Thank you, Eric, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and sorry to hear about that story. They just keep happening. Mark, you mentioned last night it's something like 40 to 50,000 police raids happen every single year in just this country alone. So think about how many families that ruins, how many lives that destroys, and how many times things like that happen where people make mistakes. And
almost all drug war.
More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift. but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount, and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Why is it that children and young adults are stronger, sleep better, have more energy, resist infections, and heal so much better than someone over 40? The answer is that your body's chemistry changes radically as you age. Now, I know you've heard a million ads telling you about how to look and feel younger, so I understand if you're a little skeptical. Believe me, as a professional nutritionist, I've heard them all. But for over 25 years, I've studied how diet and supplementation affects your body, and I found an incredible product. It's a protein you spray in your mouth twice a day, and your body uses it to heal and feel better in all kinds of ways. In both men and women, I've seen weight loss, healing from depression, improved muscle tone, improved vision, increased sexual health, and healing of joint and back pain. To learn about this incredible product, go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, used items, brand new, 41 categories in which to shop, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Get your shopping done and feel good because you're supporting Free Talk Live all at the same time when you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. That again, Amazon.freetalklive.com to your phone calls about what you want. Tom in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and I've got a trivia question for you.
Oh, boy.
How many members does the United States Senate have?
The members of the Senate, 50?
I thought there was...
No, 100.
It's 100, but they added a couple for the District of Columbia, so I'm going to take 102.
97.
Drats.
I don't understand why.
Two from every state,
okay,
but they still haven't gotten the election certified in Minnesota.
Okay.
So that, and they didn't have... Roland Burris just got sworn in today. What's his name? Joe Biden, he quit... today, as did Hillary Rodham Clinton, because, Hillary got a secretary job, and Joe Biden's going on to be vice president.
Oh, that's okay, right. So Hillary's going to be the secretary of state. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was being a smart
aleck. Very tricky, Tom. Very tricky.
Got a secretary job. Now, here's the thing. I've been updating a directory of these district offices and Senate offices, and I find member after member puts up. Don't keep asking me for inauguration tickets. We're all out of them. Each member of Congress has been doled out a bunch of inauguration tickets for the inauguration on Tuesday. And some of them put a thing on there that says, but if you come into Washington, D.C. for the inauguration, even though, whether you got tickets or not, or you're going to be out in the mall without a ticket, that's fine, too. Come and join me for breakfast, okay, that day. I'd love to have to meet my constituents in Washington, D.C., for breakfast that day. This is a thing I need to tell people all across the country because some of your listeners are planning to go to D.C. to attend the inauguration, and you have tomorrow only to contact the senator who is from your state or one of the senators if you happen to live in a state that's got two senators. Yeah, okay. Then you contact one of them or the representative elected in the district that you live in. Notice how
what's RSVP?
Well, yeah, you contact them and you talk about joining them for breakfast that day or meeting with them while you're in Washington.
Why in the world? I guess, what's the point? So you can, like, tell them what you think about them? Is that the idea, to go to breakfast?
You can tell them to, like, to call off the war on drugs before any more cops get themselves killed in action, that sort of thing. And incidentally, that case down in Dallas, from what I'm reading on the Officer Down Memorial page, it says the cop and several members of the gang unit went to a home on Wadsworth Drive in Dallas to service an arrest warrant for aggravated assault. When Corporal Smith knocked on the front door of the home, he was shot and killed. Okay, so
it wasn't for a drug raid then. So an unusual situation. Usually we hear about this with drug raids and aggravated assault. What does that mean? What's aggravated assault as compared to regular assault? Aggravated
means with a weapon. Maybe if somebody has to go to the doctor and get treatment for
It's with a weapon. So I just found that out, Tom. Thanks.
I've been updating that congressional website, and so I hit you with
the
trivia
question. Well, hey, thank you for the thank you for the suggestion. I don't know if anybody's going to take them up on it, but maybe, I mean, if you want to talk to one of these guys and corner them or something over breakfast, that just sounds like an opportunity. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. I don't know how valuable that is. I don't think it's valuable really much at all. I mean, what's the best that's going to come out of that? You spending an hour of your time eating breakfast with some so-called representative and having him go, as you say things to him? I mean, come on. They're just going to patronize you.
I think that's likely the case. There's the possibility every time that you talk to someone that they could change their mind on things, to some extent or another.
That possibility is probably fairly slim.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's one particular politician I'm thinking of here in New Hampshire. That's her way of dealing with her constituents.
I know exactly.
Yeah, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Isn't she just one of the most fake people?
I can't stand her.
And so if you were to sit there and have breakfast with her and pour your heart out to her and tell her about how you feel and what's wrong with the country and what should be done about it. I mean, come on. That's just a waste of time.
Yep, but she's only looking out for one person.
And that's how they all play it.
Yep.
That's how they all are. They don't care what you think. And if you need more evidence of that, if you weren't paying attention, just go a few months ago to the bailout situation where they were getting 100 calls to one from their constituents saying, don't pass the bailout. What did they do? They passed it.
Yep.
Now, some of them voted against it. Some of them did. But not enough. And now, what are they calling for? Another bailout
Some of the money for the bailout has not been allotted. So what they're doing is they're looking at legislation to, sort of firm up how the money is used. So that means that they did a really terrible job and rushed out and gave away 300 out of the 350 or whatever out of the 700 billion. They rushed and gave that away. And
Woo!
So now we got to be careful with the other 350 billion. And, of course, at the same time, this is just goes to show what a smoke and mirrors operation it is. The Federal Reserve, which is about as federal as Federal Express, then allotted one point something trillion, so twice as much as they as the Treasury was getting. They just printed the money and gave it away or whatever. So I don't know. It's all very confusing to me.
Let's continue with your calls. Cliff in Miami on the AMP line. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight, Cliff?
I'm on my tonight. First thing, I wanted to kind of talk to Mark about something he mentioned last night in regards to, actually, he's mentioned it before. He said that police officers should be charged more harshly whenever they commit a crime. And I think that can be
punished.
A problem. And the problem I find in that is that if police officers should be charged more harshly for committing a crime, then when they say something happened, then they should be treated as if they're better than regular people because, well, since you treat them more harshly because they commit a crime, then I suppose their word is worth a lot more when they're telling you something as, being the truth. And I can just see that being used as a slippery slope,
I suppose you could say that, but, I mean, I don't see why one is necessarily the truth of the other. Now, the fact is, police officer's word is taken above yours every single time. You would have to be a politician of some note in order for the police officer's word to be taken as less value of you than you.
Or have some damning video evidence.
The government essentially values people based on their rank inside the government apparatus. So there's no reason why if you charge a police officer, if the punishment for committing a crime while on the line of duty for a police officer is higher than you know the rest of us, that their word should be valued more. It's just simply denoting, the fact is we give these guys a monopoly privilege on the use of force in this society. So
I didn't give it to them. They just took it.
Okay. Well, the government gives these guys a monopoly privilege on the use of force in this society. So why? So that would be the juxtapose to the harsher sentencing as punishment. That's what my contention is.
I see what you're saying as far as, like, in the society that we live in right now. Yeah, that makes sense. But as far as, like, in a free society, I think everyone's word is just, you know, it's just as valuable. And if somebody commits a crime, then basically they should be punished accordingly. And it shouldn't be because they're a cop to get more or less, you know, kind of, much of a punishment.
I hear you.
And we can move on to the next point.
Well, okay, but let me now say something to that. I don't advocate a free society on this show. I advocate a society that is much more free than the one we currently have, but that still has cops and roads. And so, therefore, if we're going to have cops and roads, I think that those cops should be punished more severely when they use their badge in order to, commit crimes in our name, because they're imbued with a certain amount of, they're imbued with a monopoly privilege on force, so they need to be punished more severely.
Since you're not calling for a completely free society, then point taken. I can see why you had that point. The other thing I was really calling about is you guys had OJ on last night. I forgot where it's from, but he's a cop in somewhere or other.
Nebraska.
And guys, first of all, I love when you guys either have the extended show or B, you guys have a guest on. I know he wasn't a guest; he just called in. But the fact that you guys got a chance to talk to him, I thought that was pretty nice. But he mentioned something in his conversation with you that I thought was actually valuable. He said that he was speaking to a cop, one of his friends or partners or whatever you want to call it, and he asked him, you know, how many times have you had to break up, like, a drunk fight, or had to go wrestle a drunk down, or whatever it was. And, when he got his response back, usually the guy was like, the person he was posing the question to was, you know, let's say that was a high number, and then he would ask the same question about marijuana. And the choice would be like, it's a lot lower.
Yep, it was a good call. And Cliff, thank you for yours. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can call about anything. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.